Let's start with your musical background.
I grew up in Denver and started piano lessons when I was about 10. And my teacher was one of these guys who just kind of miraculously came into my life, happened to be a major film music nut. He introduced me to Jerry Goldsmith at that age in the form of A Patch of Blue and Patton and Papillon. Pretty instantaneously steered me on a completely new path in life. So, it was a matter of learning to compose and conduct and all that in front of my high school orchestra, and then I eventually went on to NYU and started the kind of indie, doing little shorts and TV commercials and things in New York, and then I eventually moved to LA and sort of moved from indie shorts to indie features and did some video games, and it just kind of organically evolved from there.
So you mentioned Jerry Goldsmith as being one of the early influences. But what inspired you to write movie and TV music?
As a kid, I, like so many other kids, I guess I really loved movies themselves, and I was kind of simultaneously introduced to music as to film music, because prior to studying piano, I had never really listened to music at all. It wasn't a part of my life. I wasn't one of these kids that always had a radio on or had a Walkman or whatever. I mean, the closest thing I had was probably the Star Wars and Indiana Jones soundtracks, but I couldn't have told you who John Williams was, because it was an outgrowth of my love for those movies, not the scores themselves. And so when I started becoming interested in music, I was always kind of an ambitious little kid, so the first thing I'm asking is, where's this going to take me, I guess? And then when my piano teacher started playing me these Goldsmith albums, I had this epiphany, like, there's a whole career out there of people who write music for the movies. This like completely blew my mind. I couldn't imagine that, because I had no idea how this music came to be. I mean, if you had asked me 1 year before that to explain how music is created for a film, I would just have assumed it must be surely kind of unspooling in the camera alongside the film as they're shooting, and just kind of miraculously comes into being somehow. So, Goldsmith was the one where I listened to music that sounded not like any other music. That term we use to describe music as being cinematic is kind of hard to define in any real strong musical terms. But yet there's something that I found very compelling about it. It sounds ridiculous, but it really was a sort of classic kind of light bulb moment for me.
Mm-hmm. So just jumping ahead quite a bit, actually, what first brought you to the film Captain Abu Raed?
For Abu Raed, I had known the director, the writer-director, Amin Matalka, when he had been a student at AFI. And I had actually done his student thesis film. And so a little ways down the road, he was going off to Jordan to film this movie. This was to be his first major film. There was this whole thing where, basically the executive producer said, I'm sure Austin's great, but we need to talk to some other composers. And so they actually got Gabriel Yared interested in the film, and Gabriel watched an early cut and had read the script and was really passionate about the film. And so the director was extremely conflicted over this. He was really torn about what to do, because he and I had become very close friends in the kind of interim time period. And he wanted what was best for his film, and you can't deny the fact that he had an A-list Oscar-winning composer who was very eager to do the film. Mm-hmm. It's not like they had talked him into it. I mean, Gabriel, I think, was very, he believed very much in this movie. So I told him, and I said, you would be stupid not to hire him, quite frankly. But then, as luck would have it, the decision kind of got made for us, because Gabriel ended up with a schedule conflict. So I was kind of like the backup plan, in a way.
Okay.
Was the sort of unglorious way in which I actually landed the job, and I only had about 3 weeks to do it, so in the blink of an eye, it was all over with anyway.
So now, in a situation like that, are you asked to either submit a demo or audition, or is that kind of thing?
It's not uncommon that that happens, but in this case, I didn't know. I mean, Amin and I had worked together, and he had been a friend of mine for a while, and so he had come to every, still to this day, in fact, he's been to every session that I've ever had for any film, and obviously the majority of those are for other directors.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a trust there that there was no need to write a demo. Now, if this were a director who I had never met before, or, you know, producers who didn't, I mean, the executive producer on this film, David Pritchard, he's an extremely sharp guy, and he had an immense amount of trust in Amin. And if Amin felt strongly about something, he just went along with it. So if their relationship had been different, perhaps, then I could easily imagine the producer insisting on hearing a demo just to be safe. But I didn't have to do any writing beforehand. And strangely enough, virtually all the best scores, in my opinion, that I've written, all my favorite, personal favorites, have evolved in that way. And all those that I had to demo for ahead of time never seemed to be quite as good, and I don't know why that would be, but I have my own, we could have a whole separate discussion about what I think the dangers of writing audition themes and whatnot are, and the sort of detriment to the film that they present, but that's a whole other long discussion.
Well, how closely did you work with Amin on the with the music? Did he say, just so go and compose, or did he say, you know, I kind of like this, and I kind of like this?
I guess I should sort of explain that he's severely film music. He's the biggest film music freak I've ever met. I mean, I assumed that I probably, you know, knew more about film music than anybody, or so it seemed to me. You know, especially growing up as a kid, I had so many thousands of albums and stuff, and it was just such a living obsession. You know, over breakfast in high school, I would read, you know, the old Xeroxes of Film Score Monthly and stuff.
No.
And then I met Amin, who can just utterly put me to shame. I mean, it was amazing to me how I could whistle not even a theme, but just a little brief moment of sort of interstitial underscore from some random movie from like the mid-70s, and he'll immediately say, oh, yeah, that's Jerry Goldsmith's score to blah, 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 blah. You know, I mean, it's amazing. And so it's naturally, I guess, intimidating as hell to go into that as a composer, because you know that everything that you write for him, he is sort of unconsciously, actively comparing to his very strong knowledge of the entire history of film music. So that has good things and bad things. I mean, it's very intimidating, but at the same time, I feel that it lends itself towards originality, because anything that's not, he would catch immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, of course, I would too. But yes, he is very hands-on with music, but not in a way that is detrimental to the music. He's very much about letting a composer be a composer, and he's one of these directors who feels that the best thing for his film is to surround himself with people who are better at their job than he would be. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, he hires really great and independent thinking, you know, cinematographer and production designer, and he invests a lot of faith in his cast and all of those, so that he can truly be a director and not have to micromanage every single department.
Right.
And the music was no different. You know, as an admirer of film scores, the first thing he wanted was a strong theme, and so, you know, I only had maybe 3 or 3.5 weeks, and probably the first week alone was spent just coming up with a theme, and he didn't really want to proceed forward with individual cues until he had a main theme which he could just memorize and sing back. So once we kind of reached that point, then it was forward from there.
Okay.
So yeah, he's but it's great. I mean, it's wonderfully stimulating for me. Some directors are just unintentionally very difficult to work with, and it's usually because just the language barrier from music to a non-musician. But with Amin, it was really never that way.